to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Well, Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, ended at sundown last night, but that's not stopping us.
No, we're in the afterglow, literally, because of the glow of the Hanukkah, the menorah, that special nine-branch candelabra where one branch is higher than all the rest. The servant lights the light of all the other candles, and then you put that in a place where it shines forth that others can see it, a picture of Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah,
hallelujah,
who stands above us and yet has come to be the servant of all. And of course, we shine not with our own light, but with his light.
Amen.
And are attractive to other people because of his light in us.
Right. And so our Jewish brethren and the rabbis called what just happened primarily the Festival of Lights, based on that whole concept about the lights. But it's really so much more than that, because first and foremost, the word Hanukkah actually means dedication.
So it's really the Feast of Dedication. And wait till you see how the Feast of Dedication not only was important to Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, but is important to us today.
Amen. Now, in order to explain that to you, we have to do some history here. So wait a minute. I said history. Stop falling asleep. Wake up already. but listen, we do want to just a calendrical reference to the 25th. Means of the calendar, calendrical.
Calendrical, I'm looking at you.
Yes,
like
Don, the engineer, and Ted, my partner, just looked at me like, calendrical? What is that?
I mean, first you say historical, now you're saying calendrical. Listeners, come back.
All right, the 25th of Kislev, in the Hebrew month of Kislev, is when Hanukkah starts every year. That's why the Hebrew calendar is different from the Gregorian or English calendar that we use, and that's why it's a different time every year.
Every year. And, of course, the Hebrew
really
calendar is based on the lunar cycle, so it's a lunar calendar, where our calendar, the Gregorian calendar, is based on the Earth going around the sun.
Right. Incidentally, speaking of early, I believe next year in 2013, Hanukkah even starts in November.
Wow, that is really early.
I'm pretty sure. So wow, is the right words.
So it's really separated from Christmas, but there are some years that Christmas and Hanukkah coincide, but that is coincidental.
Absolutely.
It's not by design.
Because the 25th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar, that's when Hanukkah starts.
But it is interesting. It is the 25th day of Kislev.
Yeah, that it worked out the 25th. And that one is in the Bible. No, it's not. It says the Feast of Dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus was at the Holy Temple in Solomon's court.
Yes, he was. And we find that reference in the Gospel of John.
Chapter 10, verse 22.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I'll just read it directly because I just said it. Now, it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. So without question, that's mentioned because Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Feast of Dedication.
Yes, and it's an important feast historically for the Jewish people. It's a great celebration for Jewish people now, and it is mentioned not only in the historical literature, but in the apocryphal books of some Bibles.
Now, all of this has a background, as we mentioned in the word, yes, he said history, in the words of history, in the annals of history. And we're going to give you a brief recount of that over the next couple of programs that will help you understand why it's the Feast of Dedication. It is very powerful when you get the whole picture together. And it all starts with the ancient empires, of course, of the Middle East.
Yeah, Greek and Roman. We'll talk about those starting tomorrow. But right now, friends, you can help celebrate with Messianic Minutes our 20th anniversary year.
Has nothing to do with Hanukkah. We're just 20 years in the making.
We are. We've been doing Messianic Minutes for 20 years. And if you want to participate in the celebration, or if you're just kind of curious to see what Jeff and I look like, check our website, messianicminutes.com. You can get updates on the ministry. You can see past newsletters. Click on old shows you might have missed. Or make a donation all through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
God of Jacob.